thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
My name is Evelyn Cohn with Aiming Higher Ministries. We are Levitical. We are Hebraic in nature, and we are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace as written in Ephesians chapter 4. All the tribes, all the tongues, all the nations will come together as one as predicted in Revelation, and we will be together having all things in common, as it says in Acts chapter 2. We are to be of the same mind. We are to be of one accord. We are to be with no divisions among us, like-minded. We are to be absolutely unified in the truth, in the spirit of truth. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org at this point, as our King flies on the wings of the wind under the cherubs over our heads now here in Denver, Colorado. As judgment has begun at the house of Yahovah, the words that I speak will be Hebrew, because I am a teaching Levite priest. I am the one who has been assigned the duty of teaching these children. He says in Isaiah 54, all your children shall be taught by the Adonai. That is Hebrew for Lord. Lord is a term for Baal. We will eventually eliminate that term. Adonai is Hebrew for the Most High. Elohe ba Shamayin, Yahovah ha Adonim, means that He is the King of Kings and the Adonai of Lords. Our Savior is Hebrew. He is, He was, He always will be the Holy One of Israel. He is El Elyon El Echad. He is the Most High. He's the only one. He says so in Isaiah 40 through 45. We are now establishing His kingship in Zion. This is the 1,000 years of peace on earth that He promised in Revelation chapter 20. We are walking into it. What you are seeing in the world is all the nations who will not listen, who will not obey, who will not comply, who have voted out the Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, who is Elohim Chayim, that's the living Yahovah. Yahovah is the name of the Father. He sent His Son, Yahshua, to save the nations, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Dabru Emet means His voice speaking truth, all men everywhere now know who He is. The full day of Pentecost has come. And it says in Romans chapter 1, as for men, they know Him. We are without excuse, for what is seen of Him is fully understood by the things that He has created. So we are without excuse. So now, because we've had the written word for so long, for so many years, He must judge according to righteous judgment, sending Yahovah Tzavaot, Yahshua HaMashiach HaAdonai to the earth. Zerachiah means He will rise up. He will scatter our enemies. Those who have regarded His law as void will be vanquished. He will contend with those who contend against us. He will war with those who war against us. He's promised, Mehuyael has promised, to make them a non-existent thing. We have prayed for all of our lives. Those of us who belong to Him hear His voice. We heed His call. Kola karaya. We hear His voice. His sheep hear His voice. None of the wicked understand, because they don't hear Him. They don't know Him. They don't want Him as their king. They want their own way. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. And we're prohibited to do that in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8. It says, do not do whatever is right in your own eyes. He also says, do not add to my words. Do not take away from my words. Do not follow a crowd to do evil. And do not use your liberty as a cloak for vice. Unfortunately, that's American form of government. We have legalized sin. We have legalized murder. He says, you shall not murder. Unfortunately, also, this is, I'm talking about our own children, a nine-man Supreme Court. That's kind of an oxymoron to me. The only Supreme Court and Supreme Judge is Yah Shafat. That's his name, Sadaka Tzidkainu. He is just and he is righteous. And he says that blood defiles the land. No atonement can be made for the blood that defiles the land. So we have prescribed our own end, unfortunately, by murdering an entire generation of our own children. We have now outmurdered Nazi Germany in a more heinous and a more vile way than they had thought of. We've killed our own children in the womb. They are called blessings. Psalm 127 indicates that children are a blessing. The fruit of the womb is his reward. We are told in Deuteronomy chapter 30 that he has set before us life and blessing, death and cursing, and that therefore we should choose life, that both we and our descendants may live. We in America, by law, have voted the murder of the unborn, and he has seen, he has heard, and now he's risen up to come down and judge America for our sin, the murder of our own children. The weather events are significant. You know, if you read your Bible, that it says all the law and all the prophets will be fulfilled. Our Savior did not come to do away with the law and the prophets, but to fulfill every jot and every tittle. It also says that this generation will by no means pass away until all is fulfilled. From Genesis to the end of Revelation will all be fulfilled in our seeing and in our generation. We have limited ourselves to the covenant of grace. Unfortunately, you may not sin willfully after receiving a knowledge of the truth because there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. It says so in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe. I have been warning all men everywhere to repent for 35 years. He looked for a man to stand in the gap, to build a wall between his fury, anger, indignation, and wrath, that the land might not be destroyed, but he couldn't find one. So, as Isaiah did, I shot up my hand and I said, here I am, send me, because I'm full of zeal. I'm consumed by Yahovah Kana Uri, the fire of jealousy for his name, provoked to wrath and fury and indignation at the loose way we think of the Most High. He is holy. He is great. He is mighty. He is awesome. There is no other besides him. We call ourselves Aiming Higher Ministries with a bar under the Aiming Higher with a picture of the universe on the back of the card. Every day I raise my bar higher because we have not been able to find the end of the universe. This is what we must do. We must aim higher towards the upward call. We must recognize, we must call out. This nation has legalized sin. We have called good evil. We have called evil good. We have written misfortune by decree. We've exploited the poor and the needy. We've exploited the wage earner. We have not helped the poor. We have not helped the oppressed. We have not helped those who are subject to abuse. And we continue to write laws every day. We add to his word every day. So what you are doing today, unfortunately, will probably be illegal tomorrow. And then you'll be in trouble with the law as the police officers that we've hired to serve and protect us are now enforcing and teaching his doctrine, the commandments of men, prescribed by a false pen. We are in deep trouble. The legislators refuse to bow to the king who does not take a vote. And the revised statutes become the law of the land, and then the people are enraged. We are outraged by the fact that we know we are given freedoms. We are endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights. We know the Creator. Most who belong to Him understand the injustice, the iniquity that's prescribed against us. And the outrage against the police, for whom I have prayed for 35 years, is because they have failed to say, this is evil and we refuse to stand for it anymore. We refused to do harm to our neighbor. It says in our Constitution in Colorado, the opening line of the preamble, we, the people of Colorado, give profound reverence to the supreme ruler of the universe. And then I add onto our preamble, for there is no authority except from Elohim Chaim, and the authorities that exist are appointed by him. That's Romans 13. Then I put in this little article that we're all familiar with. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Also in Romans 13, it lists the commandments. And it says, if you have loved, you have fulfilled the law. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. We have done harm to the covenant of grace. We have sinned willfully. We've sinned presumptuously after receiving the grace. So now there only remains a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. It talks about in 1st and 2nd Peter where the elements will melt with fervent heat. He's doing that now. The hills will melt like wax. Those are the volcanoes. There are fires everywhere. He says, I will fully repay the coastland. Isaiah 59, both coastlands have been besieged. Everyone knows. He says that the rebellious dwell in a dry and thirsty land. It also says that the kingdom of idols, he's found the kingdom of idols, and that we're insane with our idols, and that he will bring a drought against the waters. You're watching judgment on America now, even as we speak. It's on the evening news, clear for everyone to see. I have all the verses, I have all the chapters, and I'm warning all the elected officials, Homeland Security, every high level, even the Department of Defense, what's coming next accurately from Scripture. This is a scary and a fearful time, but nothing will come near you. Nothing. Psalm 91. Only with your eyes will you look and watch the reward of the wicked, for it will go well with the righteous. But he warns, it will go ill with the wicked. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked will be no more. So we're going to take a break at this point, and we will be back as soon as possible. Have a wonderful, wonderful break, and pray while we have the break.
Program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org. You can take Christ the King Radio with you on your mobile device everywhere you go. Simply visit the App Store for iPhone or the Play Store for Android and download the free TuneIn.com app. After installing the app, search the TuneIn.com website using all capital letters for CTK Radio. Save CTK Radio to your favorites and enjoy. On behalf of the management and staff, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and easily accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to enhance the knowledge of your ministry in the technological world of the 21st century. Since 1985, Aspen has been serving the greater Denver area and reaching out across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Some of the renowned urban ministries locally and nationwide have their roots in post-secondary education through Aspen. From Los Angeles to Chicago, Houston to Dallas, and Seattle and beyond, we are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. Our 10-week intensely power-packed semesters offer post-secondary educational degrees in the undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral levels in Christian counseling and urban ministry. Enroll today to start your own Aspen journey. Classes are offered in the fall, winter, and spring. Register now. Visit our new website at aspenchristiancollege.net or email us at acccscolorado@live.com. We are Aspen. We are here to serve you. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
As we come back, we are heading into a new covenant. We have defiled the covenant of grace, and now we are told that the only way that his remnant will survive is with a new heart. He says, I will forgive the sins of Yaakov, the sins of Jacob, his chosen, his foreordained, his predestined, his elect, the ones that from the foundation of the world he has chosen are now coming together from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. We see it here in Denver. There are marvelous, marvelous processions and parades from every corner of the world. He says, I will bring them in from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. He also promises, I will take out the heart of stone from your heart, because the original commandments were written on stone. Unfortunately, we had a heart of stone. He's going to take out the heart of stone. He's going to write on a heart of flesh, circumcised, I will write my law on your heart, and you will obey my statutes and my judgments and all that I command you to do. This is the law and the prophets. We just got a thunderclap as I proclaim and I declare it, and he establishes, Yachinya, I establish this day as I declare. This is the first commandment. You shall love the Adonai, your Yahuwah, with all of your heart, with all of your strength, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is all. If you love your neighbor, you will do them no harm. If you love your Yahuwah, you are right before his eyes. I am what it looks like to burn and be consumed by zeal, by ardor, by fervor for the Most High, to not tolerate any profanity, any blaspheming of his holy name. He is very jealous. He is Yahovah Kana. He says, the first commandment, you shall not have any other gods before me. I am the one who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me, small g. You shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I am Yaakana. I am jealous. He says also, I will visit the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but I will show mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. So what I do in our ministry, we break the generational curses. Meshezabel Palet Yifteyah, I call it down now over all of your people, wherever they are, in any part of the world, that you will break the generational curses with the ones that belong to Yahshua HaMashiach, Adonai, to those who are the called according to your purpose. I call it out now. All of those who have been baptized in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit, without the names, must be rebaptized. Your Hebrew Messiah, who was in Israel speaking to Hebrew disciples, told them, this is my commandment, that you go out into the world and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of, he knew the names. He knew the names. He would have proclaimed the names. Yahovah Yahshua and Ruach HaKodesh, commanding them to obey all the commandments that I have given you today. This is our job. This is what we must do. Then you must be anointed. The anointing oil stirs up the gift and it breaks the bond. It breaks the yoke of bondage. We are under bondage. America is Egypt. America is Ephraim. America is Babylon. America is a grand crescendo of every sinful kingdom in the history of the world, as we proclaimed freedom to come and do as ever we want, whatever is right in our own eyes, with impunity. Bring your gods, bring your laws, bring your immorality, bring whatever you want to our nation, and have the right and the freedom to exert it. So I ask you a question. When all these misconceptions and all these lies begin to be revealed, who has a right? Who has the truth? Who prevails? I ask this on a daily basis. The one with the biggest weapon has been the one who has become the dictator of these nations. They rule by force. They rule by cruelty. If love is the fulfillment of the law, you can tell who they are by their fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when you look around the world and you see someone slaughtering millions of their own people to have control over what's left, you pretty much know what you're dealing with here. Light has nothing in common with darkness. So when you see and you proclaim and you judge with righteousness, that is evil, you would be correct. When people grow fearful, that is a sin. In Joshua chapter 1, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Do not fear. Do not be afraid of them. Do not be dismayed by their looks." You must open your mouth. You must speak truth. You must speak justness. You must speak righteousness, no matter what it costs you. And these days, it costs you everything. You'll be repelled. You'll be cast out. Your name will be called evil for his name's sake, because when you speak the truth, it will cost you. I kid you not. And when you speak in the name of Yahshua, you will outrage even the Christian community. I'm having arguments in Colorado. There's anti-Semitism in Colorado. I know that's just such a shock and surprise, because Colorado is such a beautiful state. But unfortunately, on the news, there was a group of teenagers who have the old glory from the South armed with weapons. The Confederacy has risen again in Colorado. The racial profiling is rampant. Anti-Semitism has become rampant, but that will not be the end of all things. We will not have racial warfare. We will not take pot shots at our police. We will not have war. We will not have strife. We will not have conflict. We will love. We will teach everyone in the earth what it looks like to love your neighbor. I believe that Colorado will secede from the Union and rename ourselves Loveland, because that's who we are. Because we give profound reverence to the supreme ruler of the universe. He is love. Yahovah Chesed is love. Yahovah Erech. And he showers us abroad in his love, in his light, in his mercy, in his grace. We are profoundly blessed in the state of Colorado, and we know it. And we're not apt to jump up and take up arms and take up weapons. You haven't seen racial violence, racially motivated tensions in Colorado for a reason. The prayer of the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and so much more when a whole group of God-fearing, loving people band together in prayer, praying without ceasing for the peace of the state, for the peace of the nation. We are heard, especially when we pray in his Hebrew name. He leans down his ear to listen. He leans down his ear to hear. He rides on the wings of the wind to answer our prayers. We have evidence. We have proof. When we have natural disasters, there is a minimal, absolute minimal loss of life here, because he didn't come to destroy us. He came to give us life and hope and joy and peace more abundantly. This is what we have here in Colorado. And at some point, when you hear the still small voice, flee to the mountains, this will be where you should come. I would advise that when you see these things going on around you, when you see, when you know, when you understand, and you hear the call, flee to the mountains, go. Absolutely. Make a way here. There's economy. There's prosperity. There's a livelihood here. Our hope and our future is set in him. This is the 1,000 years of peace on earth. This is the good news from the mountains. This is the light to the world. Yahovah Ori, Shethiur Neriah, the light to the nations, bringing light into a dark world. I'm reading off the banner of Christ the King Radio Ministries. We are the city on a hill. All the nations will come here to find out how it is we do what we do with love, with kindness, with compassion, with forgiveness. As we lift each other up, we will put an end to homelessness. We will put an end to hunger. We will put an end to poverty in the state of Colorado, and we will show others how. As Yedaiah Neriah shows us to reach down and lift up our brother, he says to encourage one another, to build each other up. We're going to mark our words. We're going to watch what we say. We're going to watch how we speak. We're going to watch how we treat our neighbors. We're going to be kind. We're going to be loving. Elohe Chazdi El Rachum Yahovah Chesed will teach us how. Will show us the way. Will make our path straight. And he will not have to do it by force. He will not have to use the rod of iron on us. He says, I will rule the nations with a rod of iron, and I will with my breath strike the world. We don't need that here, and we're going to teach and encourage you not to need that either. We want you to pray in the name of Yahshua, because it says in John 14:13, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Also John 16:23-24. How can this be that I fought with him over that chapter and verse for I don't know how many years until I figured out I didn't have the right name. So I checked, I verified, I authenticated. What is the name above all names? I found out in Judaism versus Christianity that the original name was Yahushua. Lou White from Fossilized Customs was also a primary mentor, turning me around and teaching me the name above all names in its original state. Now, I would ask and encourage you to write down all your prayer requests. He says, whatever you ask in my name, I will give you that your joy may be full. So if you've been asking in the name of Jesus, the translation, just in case intellectual honesty would dictate to you, just in case you need the original name, write down all your prayer requests. And as a favor to all of this audience, I will agree. Wherever two or more agree on earth, it will be done for them. So I will agree that anyone who asks in the name of Yahshua for exceedingly great and precious promises to be fulfilled, I agree in his name that you will receive them, that your joy may be full, and that your Father in heaven may be glorified. Because with great joy we will come to Zion, singing with blessings and joy on our heads, and they will hear our joy for miles around. We will have a new covenant. We will have peace. We will have hope. We will have joy. We are going to a break now to sing and rejoice because it will be so loud. We will be back shortly.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org. Visit our Facebook page. Our address on Facebook, ctkradio.org.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. This is Evelyn Cohn from Aiming Higher Ministries, the Hebraic faction of endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace from Ephesians chapter 4. By the way, Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, represents the pattern and the example of the faithful church. I advise highly that you read the whole book. I have here a prayer that I pray on the Shabbat that I'm going to share with all of you in Hebrew. It's a prayer that I pray for all of His children, all of His elect, all of His people, and they're different every day. Then I take the prayer because there is no longer a blood sacrifice. This is the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, an offering made by fire to the Adonai. I anoint it with oil and I put it in a fire pan. I don't have the utensils I need. We've been robbed and plundered, unfortunately. Everything that I had was stolen from me by the police. So I'm going to pray this prayer, do the best I can to keep holy consecrated worship to the Adonai on what is Shabbat Eve. This is what I'm going to pray over all of you. El Shaddai, Yireh Rab, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us not only our daily bread each day, but for giving us the abundance of every good thing, along with a hope and a future. Elohe Yachal Ealuth, Yaha Atikyom, I thank you from this day forth that you, even you, forevermore, Avinu Melkeinu, our Father and our King, will receive the praise and the glory. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Elishama. We thank you for letting our cry for help come unto you. We thank you for hearing from heaven, Anatotia. You answer us, for coming swiftly on the wings of the wind, for laying bare your mighty right arms, Roa Adonai, and for putting all your enemies in fear of you and to flight, and for putting them in dread of us, Harchaya, Malachi Adonai, Ariel Ra'am, because you roar like a lion from heaven and you thunder your majestic voice. You shoot out your glittering arrows and you unsheath your glittering sword. Zerachiyat Tzavaot, you scatter them to the right, seven ways before us to the left, and seven ways our enemies, because they have regarded your laws void, O Adonai, and they've made us a prey. They've plundered us of the blessings that you've bestowed. They've robbed us of the desires of our heart that you have so faithfully provided, making us wail in grief and in despair. We cry out to you now, Adonai, Yahshua, Uzai, Yasif, Barak, Mola, Rab, restore to us all the years the locusts have eaten. Increase in us all our territory, all our possessions, that they might all see that we are B'nai HaMelech. We are your people. We are your children. We are the sheep of your pasture. We are the ones to whom belong all the promises. El Berit Sheba Shabbat Emuna Haneman Sadak Shafat. For you are faithful to all of your promises and you are just when you judge. Ya Sadak Shafat Sidkainu. Because what is known of you is manifest in us, because we are without excuse. So we bow our knee to our King, Yahshua HaMashiach Adonai, and our Savior, Nasa Selechot Chanun, because by grace you pardoned our iniquities, forgave our sins, as far as the east is from the west, casting them into the depths of the sea, to be remembered no more. So please, Yah Zachar Eser, help us to remember, to forgive those who trespass against us from the heart, because these are the ones you have used to establish, perfect, refine, and strengthen us, our test, to make us come forth shining as gold. Yahshua as our pattern, as Yahshua HaMashiach is our pattern, our example of mercy, compassion, loving kindness, and infinite patience. As those he blessed and lifted up, turned on him and crucified him, planned in advance from the foundation of the world, orchestrated by the Father, that we might have direct access to Abiyah, Yahovah HaAdonim, our Father in heaven, Chanun, grace, the throne of grace, fellowship with Melech HaOlam, the King of the universe, Yahatikyom, the Ancient of Days, He who was and who is and who is to come, Elohe Bashamayim, Yahovah HaAdonim, the Adonai of Lords and the King of Kings, Elohim Chayim, Yahovah Yahshua, and Ruach HaKodesh, El Elyon El Echad. You are the Most High. You are the living Yahovah, the Creator of heaven and earth, to whom belongs all the power, all the glory, all dominion, both now and forever, and to all generations El Tolad, because there is no other besides you. I know of no Savior. It says so in Isaiah 40 through 45. Read it and understand, because that is the foundation of Zion. Amen and hallelujah. In the news, I am going to finish up the program with what is in the news so that you will understand. The train wrecks that you're seeing, the airplane crashes that you're seeing are from James chapter 4, because we do not ask. If you will, we will go here and there. We will spend this time here. We will spend that time there. He says, all such boasting is evil. You should ask, if you will, we will do this or that. The earthquakes in various places are found in Jeremiah, primarily chapter 10, Isaiah chapter 24. The foundations of the earth are shaken because we have broken the covenant, overturned the everlasting decrees. We have rocked the earth. The weight of our sin is heavy upon the earth. It will fall and not rise again. I was talking to the producer in the radio show just a minute ago during the break, asking him, with all due respect, why the police commemoration of their lives is more important, why they have made themselves more important than the ones who hire them to serve and protect. These are social issues that we must comment on before they escalate. Whose life is more important than whose? Just think about it for a moment. And we commemorated the Holocaust just a couple of weeks ago. Why haven't the Jews remembered to remember the children that are slaughtered in the womb? I have some real problems with this, as one group has elevated themselves higher than another. As the flags flew upside down yesterday in Colorado, by accident, they think, a Marine called and asked for them to be righted, because the flag upside down is a distress call. We are in distress. America will now be punished for legalizing sin. We will now be brought low. A great assembly of nations will come against us from the north. They will array themselves for us like battle. For battle, they will rise against us. They will prevail against us. Even the men at peace with us, there is no remedy for our condition. We will be brought down. Our enemies will come ashore like a flood. There are no bars. There are no bars. This nation is indefensible as we are. We will have to take steps to guard and preserve each state individually. And the one, blessed is the nation whose Yah is the Adonai. So each state will become an individual nation. We will have to comport and comply with Scripture. He says in the verse in Psalm 119, your word is truth, your commandments are truth. And then it says in John 16:17, he says, your word is truth. Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. This is the only truth in the nation, in the world, in the history of the earth. He says, in the beginning, I have created the heavens and the earth. I have created everything that's in them. I have given life. I have given breath. And in the beginning, it was good. We have profaned, we have defiled, we have shed innocent blood, and now the world will be destroyed. As it is, that's the bad news. The good news is, it will go well with the righteous. Those who repent and return to the Most High will be saved. That's all you have to do is say, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have sinned against you, that I have not known you. Please, Yahshua, help me not to sin anymore. that's all it takes to be saved, that he has died for our sins. You confess your sins before him and you acknowledge that he died for them. That's all it takes to be saved, but you must do it in the original Hebrew name. All of you who know him as Jesus Christ, accept him as Yahshua, because that's who he was in Israel, where he was born, to a Hebrew mother in the line of David the king of Israel, all the way back to Abraham, the patriarch of Israel. Also, as you Muslims out there may be listening with interest, Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. We're both from the same father. Ah, we're cousins, so we should stop fighting and have picnics and have some coffee at Starbucks and get along with each other and talk about these things, because we are all members of one another. We are all descendants of Abraham. This is what we need to do. We need to pray for those who will not obey, who will not comply, who will not comport, to be moved away from us, that he will lay bare his mighty right arm and remove all the stumbling blocks. He will sweep them away, wipe them away from us, that they will not come near us. Psalm 91 is a hedge of protection and a covering. So is Psalm 37. We will watch with our eyes the reward of the wicked. Don't despair when you see unburied corpses on the top of the earth. He says he will make our enemies a feast for the birds. It's a hard thing to bear, but we cannot go and give aid to the ones that are under judgment, and we won't get away with it successfully. It sounds hard. It sounds harsh. But when a nation comes under judgment for hating him, not wanting him, he destroys that nation. We're watching it now with our eyes, but it won't come near us. So pray about these issues. Go to your knees. Ask Yahshua to give you light. El Dea, El Deot, El Elyon, El Echad, Bina Yah, Dabru Emet, Osainu, Bara, Kedem. Speak life, speak truth, speak hope, speak understanding, wisdom into their hearts, fulfilling Ephesians chapter 1. They will know, they will understand in the inner man. Those who belong to you must stand up. We must speak out. We must declare that Yahshua is Adonai, to the praise and glory of Yahovah. He is the everlasting King, the Prince of Peace. He is the only one. He is the only name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The name above all names is Hebrew, and it must return. It must come back. It must have preeminence. And all these times of ignorance he's overlooked, but he now commands all men everywhere to repent. So we pray in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach Adonai for truth to prevail. Amen. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctcradio.org. And this is Evelyn from Aiming Higher Ministries. Shalom.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org. You can take Christ the King Radio with you on your mobile device everywhere you go. Simply visit the App Store for iPhone or the Play Store for Android and download the free TuneIn.com app. After installing the app, search the TuneIn.com website using all capital letters for CTK Radio. Save CTK Radio to your favorites and enjoy. On behalf of the management and staff, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Like us on Facebook. Our address, ctkradio.org.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and easily accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to enhance the knowledge of your ministry in the technological world of the 21st century. Since 1985, Aspen has been serving the greater Denver area and reaching out across the nation equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Some of the renowned urban ministries locally and nationwide have their roots in post-secondary education through Aspen. From Los Angeles to Chicago, Houston to Dallas, and Seattle and beyond, we are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. Our 10-week intensely power-packed semesters offer post-secondary educational degrees in the undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral levels in Christian counseling and urban ministry. Enroll today to start your own Aspen journey. Classes are offered in the fall, winter, and spring. Register now. Visit our new website at aspenchristiancollege.net or email us at acccscolorado@live.com. We are Aspen. We are here to serve you. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. This is Evelyn Cohn from Aiming Higher Ministries. We are a Hebrew ministry, Levitical intercessory prayer ministers, as per Numbers chapter 18 and Malachi chapter 3. You can find it. I would, at this point, invest in an exhaustive concordance and at least a New King James version of the Bible, which is more easily understandable than the Old King James. To some people, because the newer versions of the Bible are being watered down. Anything that takes sin out of the Bible is a watered down version. I was called at about 35 years of age. I've gotten more and more ardent and more progressive in zeal as I was saved at a later age, in my early 30s. And I was given a vision, the Passion of the Christ, before it ever came out. He showed me what he did for my sins, how he died. I was doing whatever I was right in my own eyes, running rampant, running amok, doing just anything I wanted to do, saying anything I wanted to say. And all of a sudden, in a dream and a vision, he took me down, struck me on the back of my knees until I was on the floor. And then I found myself on my face at a Catholic church where I was raised and attending at the time. And he told me at that point, get up and come out from among these idols. I went, whoa, that's heavy, dude. I was irreverent at that point. So I got up and I went out. And within just a couple of weeks, someone put in my hand The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. And I had another vision as I was driving across Hamden, where the old Marriott used to be, on the corner of Hamden and I-25, heading towards the city on a very lovely, I don't know if this was a dream or a vision, or it couldn't have actually happened, but there I was driving across with my windows open, the music was blaring, and all of a sudden, I saw a nuclear blast in the heart of Denver. The whole city went up. It was the most incredible thing I have ever seen in my life. And I realized at that time I was being given the gift of prophecy. I didn't know it then. I have never known what I'm doing until after the fact. If that sounds like most of you, don't worry about it because he guides our footsteps. Romans 8:28. This is the underneath. This is the safety net. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. He gave me instantly out of the chute, Romans chapter 1, the list of sins that a nation that defiles itself and forgets him is apt to end up like. And then he gave me Acts chapter 17:30, truly these times of rottenness he's overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent and set me loose, a brand new believer filled with fire, filled with zeal, and told me, go to these churches and call out the sin of the shepherds, the gossip between the pastors and their wives. Well, that's a fun thing to do. So as I progressed to go and put the word into action, as a brand new believer, I would simply ask, why am I hearing from another what I have told you in confidence? That's how I did what I did. And a lot of churches would take umbrage. They would take exception. And I would ask, this is what you say in the word. This is what you profess. This is what you proclaim from the pulpit. So why don't you tell me you're sorry for what you did to me? And invariably, they would put me out. And I didn't understand what was happening. And I would go to the next church looking for better. My eyes were wide. My hope was there. I was just, everybody would tell me, oh, this is a good church. You won't find that there. This is a good church. And everywhere I went, I found unrepentant sin. I found pastors telling me, well, we're under grace. We don't have to repent. We don't have to do this. And I would ask them, I was reading the Bible very quick. I consumed it. I read from cover to cover 24 times once a year because J. Vernon McGee said, you got to be in the Bible, girl. You got to study the Bible. I heard this old Southern pastor. I took him at his word. I listened to all the mega churches on the East, on the West. I listened to John Hagee. I listened to Charles Stanley. I listened to John MacArthur. I listened to Chuck Missler. I listened to them all. And I was asking them, well, why are you calling him a Greek name? And they would send me away. They would say, well, you know, they would give me excuses that were untenable. I couldn't comport with what they were telling me. When I read here in this Bible that he was the Holy One of Israel, it says in all four Gospels, he was the King of the Jews. So I started to do some research. I read that little verse out of Acts that says, search the scriptures, see if these things are true. Go and study, show yourself approved. So I did. I got online and I started to read and I started to look and I started to judge for myself that we're being taught the wrong name. They were first called Christians at Antioch, and I asked, why? He's Hebrew. He's Hebrew. And then when I would read all the revelations that I was seeing in all the Bible verses, when Saul was knocked off of his horse, and the great light appeared to him, the voice spoke to him in Hebrew, saying to him in Hebrew, why are you persecuting me? And Saul answered in Hebrew and said, who are you, Adonai? He would have said Adonai because that's the Hebrew name for Lord. And the voice would have said, I am Yahshua, who you are persecuting, because that's what he died on the cross as, Yahshua. And all of this needs to be checked. It needs to be studied. It says that imposters will grow worse and worse in the end, deceiving and seeking and being deceived themselves, and they will proliferate a false gospel. It also says that none of the wicked will understand, only the wise shall understand. The book of wisdom is Proverbs. It also says in James, that James chapter 1, that if you lack wisdom, ask for it. It says in the book of Matthew chapter 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Every door will be opened. Everything you ask, you'll get. He's not going to give you a stone when you ask for a fish. He's not going to give you a thump on your head when you ask for wisdom or knowledge. Everything you need, read this Bible, and everything you like, ask for it. This is a candy store. This is a smorgasbord. He says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's in the book of Hosea. The school shootings are in the book of Hosea. He says, because you have forgotten the law of the Adonai, your Yahovah, therefore I will forget your children. This is a very grave matter. When you forget the creator of children and you devalue them by murdering them, then you put them up as of no value. I'm having dreams and visions of horrific events in schools on the coastlands where army type people will come in. They know, he says, he will bereave you of your children. He says, you will be widows, you will be orphans. In one day, in one hour, these judgments are coming, and you must read to find out what they are, how to prepare for it, how to notice it, how to see it, what to do when it comes upon you, and that it will not hurt you at all. This is what you need to understand. That's faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. It says also in the book of James that he who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So we've got rampant sin going on. That's why it says in Matthew, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. It defines what lawlessness is. In John 3:4, it says sin is lawlessness. Whatever happened to sin? Whatever happened to the word sin? Whatever happened to repent and confess your sin? The Catholics have it right, but our God isn't Roman either. So let's consider that. I'm asking the Archbishop of Denver, Colorado, and Jorge Rodriguez, a seminarian, to take down the idols, just in case we're violating the first commandment. I mean, this is craziness that we have. It says in the book of Isaiah, I have found the kingdom of idols. You are insane with your idols. He says, don't make them, and look around you. We even have obelisks representing Egypt. We're in captivity to our own government, and they're flaunting it. That's the devil. They also represent a phallic symbol up to the Creator, to his face. They also represent that. It's profane. It's vile. It's disgusting. It's like worshiping the Baals. I don't know if you even understand, but anything that's ahead of him is idolatry. So look at your cell phones, guys. Anything that you get up and grab before you grab your Bible and get on your knees is idolatry. So if you put yourself ahead of him in any way, you're your own idol. It says in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, haters of good, boasters, proud, evil. It goes on and on. I'm not even going to call down what that list says. But when you get up and hit your knees, he says, seek me first. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and my righteousness, and the rest of what you need will be added to you. We live by faith alone. We live by faith alone. This ministry lives on donations and free will offerings and the tithes of the faithful who understand that the Levites have inherited the tithes forever. It says so in Numbers. So all the pastors, I'm going to hit a few with this one. The pastors, each one from his own territory, who are greedy for gain, never having enough, that's in Isaiah as well, are robbing the Adonai of tithes and offerings. It's in Malachi chapter 3. You need to read both. Isaiah is not only the indictment against America, but it is also the foundation and the cornerstone of Zion. We have an indictment against us. We must read it. We must repent of it. We must confess our sins. I'm calling for a day of amnesty at this point, where all these young people who have been put in jail, incarcerated because of the commandments of men, will be released. I call out that the prisoners will be set free, that we will have a day of release. We will have a new beginning. All the records will be expunged, because no 23-year-old who has a bunch of weed pipes should have a criminal history for the rest of his life. I ask you to join in me for prayer over this state for major miracles, major heart changes in the fathers, because we need to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And I'm proclaiming and declaring it that the police in Colorado will call abortion murder, the murder of an innocent child in the womb, and will put an end to it. It is not a voting issue. Murder is a police issue. If this is controversial, get over it. We should never have voted on murder. We should never have legalized sin. And we need to recant, renounce, and repent this day if possible. And if we don't, you'll see the storms get more severe. So I'm asking in Yahshua's holy name for a mighty work and an unusual act. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org with Evelyn Cohn from Aiming Higher Ministries, proclaiming the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org. Visit our Facebook page. Our address on Facebook, ctkradio.org.